Well, it's a Tuesday afternoon once again, and time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you said last week that you're looking at Essex map makers this week, is that right?
Yeah, it's quite difficult to say that, isn't it, without stumbling. Yes, two very well-known map makers. Anyone who's interested in old maps will know the name, certainly of the Walkers. And the Walkers were father and son, both called John Walker, which it does get a bit confusing at times. But the heyday of the Walkers was from about 1584 to 1616. And they were based at West Hanningfield in Essex. And they became, how they received their training, we don't know. But certainly they became one of the country's foremost producers of extremely accurate maps. Mm. As we know, not all the maps that date from these times were accurate, but the Walkers were known for producing really accurate maps. And as such, father and son had a thriving business going. One of the places they produced a map for was Ingatestone Hall. The map's still in existence. It's still one of the possessions at the hall. And when you look at it, actually the difference between the maps that the Walkers drew up and the maps that other local, often amateur, map makers drew up is the Walkers didn't only include roads, lanes, footpaths and the layout of the fields. They also drew most of the buildings in as well. So they're a marvellous resource for social historians, because we can not only see the layout of the land, but we can also see what some of the buildings look like. So we get an idea of what Ingatestone looked like, for example, in the 14th century. And their business went from strength to strength. Sadly, the end of the Walker partnership came in 1626 when John Walker Sr. died. And it's sad to say that his son, John Walker Jr., had predeceased him by 8 years.
Oh, crikey, yeah.
So it's nice to know we had famous map makers in the area. Two of the areas that famously their very accurate maps documented was the Molsham area in Chelmsford and, as I've said, Ingatestone generally, and a separate map for Ingatestone Hall, with, I might add, the buildings actually drawn on as well. The hall as it would have been in probably the early 1600s, late 1500s.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And what are you going to be looking at next week?
The next thing, I'm going to be looking at a place, and this is specifically Turling Place in Essex.
Okay, thank you.